Chapter 11. A Sinking Feeling. There was a hint of something glowing and red in the distance. Rainbow watched with curiosity as the glowing mass drifted and swirled through the branches before escaping behind a large shrub. It looked a lot like the green magic smoke Sakura had used to show them the half-gilded horseshoe. Maybe this meant Rainbow was on the right track. She took off in the direction of the smoke, hoping that it would lead her closer to the spirit circle. "Hey, wait up!" shouted Rainbow as she flew along, relieved that she had a direction to go. Soon she'd find the entrance and retrieve the relic, and Ponyville would be safe once more. Rainbow reached a large, oval-shaped clearing that looked like a lake. But instead of water, the ground below was covered with soft white sand. That was strange. Rainbow hadn't seen sand like that anywhere except at the beach or the swimming hole. She had certainly never seen it in a forest. But the Everfree played by its own mysterious rules, so it made sense in a backward way. The red smoke hovered over the sand momentarily before continuing to the other side and disappearing into the woods. Rainbow was about to run after it when she got a feeling that she shouldn't. She leaped into the air, beating her wings like normal. She soared across the expanse. "Wait up!" she shouted, though she wasn't sure whether blobs of bright red smoke could even hear anything. She was halfway across when suddenly Rainbow felt herself falling. It was as if her wings were frozen in midair. She looked down at the sandy ground. It was approaching fast, and there was nothing she could do. Rainbow braced for impact. "Rainbow!" she heard a voice shout. It sounded like Applejack. It had to be the forest playing tricks on her. Whoomph! Rainbow Dash landed in the soft sand. It was a nice, cushiony landing. She found herself slowly sinking into its embrace, so she rested a moment. Then she reached out her right hoof and pulled her body up. Her hoof disappeared into the pale grains of sand. Rainbow tried her left hoof, and the same thing happened. Every step she tried to take brought her deeper and deeper into the sinking sand. "It couldn't be," Rainbow Dash said aloud. "Quicksand?" She tried to spread her wings, but they didn't work. They were still frozen in place by some sort of magic. Now, Rainbow was in up to her knees. If she didn't act fast, the sand would soon swallow her up completely. "This is probably the only time I will ever say this, but I wish this would go slower!" Her announcement was met with the familiar sounds of evil laughter echoing across the sandy clearing. Rainbow looked around in desperation for something to grab. The edge of the sand pit was about 10 trots away. She scanned the foliage and zeroed in on a low, sturdy bush with wiry brambles. If only she had something to reach it, maybe she could pull herself to safety. But what? "Applejack's rope!" Rainbow yelled out, brightening. "Of course! It's a lasso!" Luckily, the sand hadn't swallowed Rainbow's saddlebag yet. She reached in, grabbed the lasso, and pitched it up into the air with all her might. She swung it around in a circle like she'd seen her friend do so many times. Rainbow Dash grunted as she tossed the rope toward the shrub. It bounced off the branches and fell to the dirt. "No!" Rainbow shouted, now waist-deep in sand. It was a lot harder than it looked. She made a mental note to compliment Applejack on her lasso skills when she got home. If she got home. The thought of never seeing her friends again filled Rainbow with a new resolve. There was no way she was going to let that happen. She pulled the lasso in again and gave it another shot. This time, the loop hooked around the bush. Rainbow mustered all her strength and pulled. Inch by inch, she reeled herself back to the solid dirt. By the time she reached the bush, she was exhausted. She collapsed into a heap. This Pegasus had never been happier to have her hooves firmly on the ground.